Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim Klal Chabez Simen Yud Beis. So here he discusses the question whether we can daven tefillah in a language other than the Lashon which the Chachamim have given us, Lashon HaKadosh for the most part. Places, there's some Aramaic words also, but in general it's Lashon HaKadosh. So Mishayin HaMeibin Lashon HaKadosh. People are not, do not understand that which you're saying in Lashon HaKadosh. And women in general were not, in those times, were not learned and did not have a background in what the words mean. So they're saying, just saying words. So mutav shiyispalu b'loshon shemavinim, rak shiyispalu b'leib shalem. So it's preferable, he says, that they should daven in the language that they're familiar with, as long as it's b'leib shalem. So let's give a little bit more background to this. The language of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Aleph Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says that Yochel Yispala B'chol Loshon Shiyurtz, a person can daven in any language that he wants. Then he says V'hani Mili B'tzibur. This is talking about when the davening together with the tzibur. Aba B'yochel Lo Yispala Ela B'Loshon HaKadosh. So the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that tefillah has to be davening in Loshon HaKadosh for a yochid. For a tzibur, any language is acceptable. This is based on a Gemara. The Gemara says that our tefillahs, when they go up to Shemayim, there are malachim which take the tefillahs which we have and introduce them into a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we daven directly to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but there are malachim which are to facilitate the process. Those malachim are not mizdakik to tefillahs in any other language. They do not facilitate tefillahs in any other language. Tefillah b'tzibur, because of the kach of the tzibur, does not need malachim to support it, to facilitate its the process. And this is one of the main reasons why tefillah b'tzibur is so important. Whereas the tefillah b'yachid doesn't have the power of the tzibur, and therefore they need the malachim to facilitate the process of the tefillah being brought in. So for the tzibur to daven in another language is permitted. A yachid should not daven in another language. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings two other opinions. The second opinion says, this is talking about, all this is all discussing when you're talking about a person is presenting his own personal needs. But the standard language of tefillah, a person has specific needs. So those, we say that a yachid should say those in Lashon HaKadosh, and a tzibur can say them in any language. But the standard nusach of tefillah, which we say regularly, so then so that can be said in any language. So the person Kedam Shemon Esrei, which is the standard Nusach of Tefillah, which the Tzibur uses, can be said by Yochid in any language. Then he brings the third opinion, Yesh Amrim, Daf Yochid Kishashol Tzroch of Yochid Lishol B'chol Loshon Shiyurtzo. So not only can you daven the standard Nusach in any language, but even when a person is presenting his needs, he can daven in any language. Chutz Miloshon Arami. And the Gemara says that the Malachim Arami do not facilitate. The Gemara says that they do not facilitate Arami. So according to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, Arami is just an example of any language other than Lashon HaKadosh. But according to the last opinion, the Gemara said Arami Bedavka. Aramaic is a Lashon HaKadosh which has been corrupted. So the Malachim do not want to use that language. They look at it as an inferior language, and they will not facilitate those tefillahs. So in the tzibur, those tefillahs can be said in Aramaic. So we say Yukur Perkun, Brich Shmei, and there's parts of Slichas that we say at the end of Slichas. So those can be said in Aramaic because it's part of the tefillah with a tzibur. But a yachid cannot say those tefillahs, and that the Mishmar actually paskins that a person is davening b'yachidus, he would not say Yukur Perkun or Brich Shmei. So those are the three opinions of the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shulchan Aruch presents the three opinions, in the following order, he says the first opinion, then he says v'yesh armim, and then some say this, and then some say that. The standard rule of the Shulchan Aruch, when he presents multiple opinions, and he presents one opinion as stam, which means he does not say a language of some say this, some say that, but he says this is the halacha, and then he says and some say that. So, which is what he does over here. The first opinion he presents just without any qualifier, saying some say and some don't say. He says he just says that you can daven any language you want for a tzibur, not for a yachid. And then he says, but some say otherwise. So the Ikr Pesach is like the first opinion. So according to the first opinion, the tzibur can daven any language, but yachid should daven only in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, so that's the first what we have so far in the Shulchan Aruch. Mr. Boer is going to clarify some points, but we'll leave that for the next year. Have a good day.